This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver and in other cities, of course. And, you can might be able to hear that ruckus in the background. I do have some special guests in the studio today. OK Vancouver OK, Jeff from Vancouver. OK Vancouver OK will be here with his partner, and they'll be playing some music as a celebration for their upcoming tour of North America and Europe. And so what I thought of today was actually to have an all-Vancouver special. You will not hear a single Australian track today, except for what you're hearing in the background right now, the traditional opening song, I'm Stranded. For Jeff's arrival, he's just arrived with some cookies as well. And so I thought we'd play all Vancouver music today, from the top. And of course, I dig into the archives every show, so I need to start way back and play some DOA. I'm still relatively new to Vancouver, so still exploring musical heritage, and I'm not sure I can go back much further than the late 70s yet. My knowledge just doesn't stretch back any further, but I do know that DOA pretty much started it all in terms of the punk and hardcore scene in Vancouver. And I'm going to play you the classic 1978 song Disco Sucks. Of course, Joe Keithley is still going strong, and rumour has it they're actually touring in Australia as we speak. I need to verify this because I'd like to, maybe interview the great man and ask him how it went down there. DOA still going strong after all these years. So after that, The Evaporators, and then two older songs as well. I'm going to try to get some new pornographers in Vancouver Nights. So here we are. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, all Vancouver special today. This is DOA.
Of America by France, and therefore I'm going to France. I'm
A couple of absolute classics there. I'm playing all Vancouver music today on the Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, because Jeff from OK Vancouver OK is in the studio. So two all-time classics from Vancouver, DOA with Disco Sucks from 1978. And then, of course, Nardwa, the Human Serviette, and the Evaporators with I'm Going to France. And you can find that on the United Empire Loyalist CD from, when was that? Maybe the mid-90s? I should check up on that. But anyway, two classics from the punk hardcore scene. So now through to the more of the indie rock scene. I wanted to get to two other older tracks before we talk to Jeff. I found this old compilation called Vancouver Special. It says, A Good Jacket Presents... Vancouver Special. And opening it up, and it looks like it's an old compilation from Mitch Records. I'll just read it. It's a fantastic compilation featuring selections of Vancouver's brightest contemporary underground musicians, magnetized by a string of legendary parties held at the Good Jacket over a three-year period, 1996 to 1999. Each track on this fine platter is testimony to a bright, vibrant, and diverse local rock scene here in Vancouver. The collection of songs is an offering to the listener, but more importantly, it supports the work of a wonderful local charity, A Loving Spoonful, a Meals on Wheels program which provides nutritious meals for people living with AIDS and HIV. So that's an old compilation, Vancouver Special. So I thought I'd play for you one track off this and then another track by Vancouver Knights. So the New Pornographers, of course, are a super group here in the city. And I was just talking to Chris Arific, and he said that the song off this record called Letter from an Occupant was their first real breakout hit. So I thought I'd really play this. And then followed by Vancouver Knights, Sarah Lapsley, a local musician who's played in the city for many years. And I just saw her play a fantastic show on the weekend. She fronted a special band celebrating music by artists with bipolar disorder. And she is studying psychology at UBC, and she fronted this great band where they played a bunch of cover songs from bipolar artists. And Todd Fancy from the New Pornographers was part of that act, and that was a brilliant show. So I thought I'd play both of those people right now, Todd in the New Pornographers and Sarah Lapsley in Vancouver Knights. So here we go. This is the New Pornographers with A Letter from an Occupant.
You told me I could order the moon, babe, just as long as I shoot what I want.
name's Chris Horrific.
He always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
Okay, so we're back here on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, and a special show today. It's all Vancouver music, not a single Australian track. I just went back into the past and played for you, first of all, DOA with Disco Sucks, then The Evaporators with I'm Going to France, and The New Pornographers, Letter from an Occupant, and the wonderful Sarah Lapsley there with Vancouver Nights and beautiful song off her self-titled album called Dark Is My Heart. And now I'm joined in the studio by Jeff and Laura here from OK Vancouver OK. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Matt.
Hello. Thanks so much for coming into the show.
You're welcome.
I just had that brainwave last night. I was like, well, if Jeff's coming on the show, OK Vancouver OK, let's do all Vancouver. All. So we just heard some tracks there. And Jeff, you've been playing around for quite a while now in the city. How long have you been in Vancouver for?
I've been here about 10 years, off and on, I guess.
10 years, yeah.
Yeah.
And you were from inland a little bit.
Yeah, I grew up in Chilliwack.
Chilliwack, yeah.
Yeah. And then when I was 19, I moved here, I guess. Then
yeah.
I went around different places. I've lived in Montreal a couple of times and just went traveling for a while.
Yeah.
And moved back to Chilliwack for 1 year after being away, and now here sometimes.
Yeah.
Gotta leave again.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
For a big, big tour.
Yeah.
And yeah, you've toured Europe before, haven't you? So you sort of know what you're doing over there. You've hooked up again and offering it real adventure.
Yeah, I can still get food and water.
Yeah.
Even in Europe.
Yeah.
Even over there.
He's a survival man.
Yeah, he's surviving over there.
Well, just for a bit of context, I thought we've actually got Jeff and Laura going to be playing some tunes, but we'll just spit a track off an LP first of all. So this is, let's get it. It's
Love So Great.
It's I Get So Drunk, Songs About Love. Yeah. And
2007, I did that record.
Yep. And it's on vinyl now, and our own Chris Horrific play keyboards on this track, Love So Great.
Yeah, and he sang on it too.
Oh, cool. And
we climbed on my roof to make the singing track.
I heard that, and you can tell if you really listen closely, can tell, you can hear us outside.
And the mic cable wasn't long. It was just a tape recorder mic, so we had to tape it to my window.
Yeah.
And then we had to hang our heads over the side of the roof.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to hear that right now. So this is OK Vancouver OK. Yeah, we're not getting anything from that. Well, that's strange. Well, how about, are you ready to play? Why don't we just play some music?
Okay.
Vancouver,
okay.
We'll
yeah.
try one. We just had some cookies.
Okay.
So, we're having a cookie party.
we'll try to work out why that vinyl wasn't working, but we'll get some songs going here live in the studio, which is even better.
Okay, we'll try one.
Thank you. Wonderful. This is live music right here in the studio here at CITR on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. And it's Jeff from OK Vancouver OK and Laura also here joining Jeff on the keyboards. That was a beautiful song. What was the name of the song, guys?
That song's called Beachy Beachy.
Beachy Beachy.
Yeah, it's about going on the beach and just taking a nap all day.
Swimming too.
And swimming and then coming back and napping.
Yeah.
And doing that again a few times.
That's something very familiar to any of the Australian listeners listening online right now, but not so much to people today driving to work in the cold, rainy. It's a good day for a Vancouver show because it's a typical Vancouver day right now. But you'll soon be off somewhere warm, I guess. I mean, where are you going in Europe?
Well, I don't know. We kind of want to go to Croatia.
Yeah, that's definitely on the list. Yeah. First, before we go to Europe, we're going to go down into the States, California. To California, which I hope will be warmer than here.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go east.
We're going to go into Denver.
Yeah.
We've never been.
Have you ever been there?
No, not.
So Denver for a couple of days, and Minnesota.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and Minneapolis, very excited.
That's my favorite U.S. city to go.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I've never been.
It's cool. It's very chilled. It's the most Canadian-type city I've been to there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we have some friends.
Twin cities, they say.
Yeah, we have some friends that live there that stayed with us, so now we're going to stay with them. We're cashing in our stay with you check.
Your karma.
And so we're going to drive there into... We've got some pretty... inexpensive flights to New York.
Yeah.
Or from New York to Copenhagen.
Ah.
So we're going to go there, have a good friend, Drew. We've been friends for a long time, 10 or 12 years. So I'd like to go and visit him once in a while, because he moved there 7 years ago and just never came back.
Oh, from here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that, and then we're going to go south and around Switzerland, I think, too.
Yeah.
Which will be... I've never been there yet, so...
Oh, I've been there.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Oh, what about if you get a chance? If you are in Switzerland, if you get a chance to pop down to Italy, northern Italy,
yeah,
because I went there. My family's from there, and I traced our roots last year, and it's literally right across on the train from Switzerland, the first little town in Italy, and it's really cool. So,
what's the name?
It's called Valtellina. Is the region? Okay. I'll tell you some more offline, but yeah, cool. Europe's going to be amazing, and you'll be able to check out some interesting music wherever you go.
Yeah.
So we're talking with Jeff here from OK Vancouver OK, and that issue, I think we might have solved the issue with the LP, so how about we quickly play that track we were talking about?
OK, sure.
So this is the one with Chris Orific on vocals or piano or both?
He's
or?
Doing singing and I think Egg Shaker.
Egg Shaker, OK. Well, hopefully this has worked. Wickmeat came in and pressed the button, the button that was obscured, so let's try. Yes.
Boom, 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 boom It's kind of really sweet.
Yeah, I know, but it's rock and roll.
I'll wait here.
Okay. Yep. Are you good with that?
Maybe. I'll listen to it.
Coming home from school, look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
Bernoulli's Bagels, serving up authentic Montreal-style bagels made fresh daily on the premises, in addition to sandwiches, soups, squealers, calzones, and freshly squeezed juice. Bernoulli's is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
So we're back here on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, and the All Vancouver special today, because we have Jeff from OK Vancouver OK in the studio, joined by Laura here. And we just played that cool track there featuring Chris Horrific, the LP track that you guys recorded on the roof of your house.
Hanging off the side of the roof.
Yeah.
One take. Chris had to go.
Yeah. that's genius. It was completely ad-libbed, and you heard them chatting at the end there. It was hard to discern what you were saying, but
we
you
were
could...
climbing off the roof.
Oh, right. And nobody was injured that day?
Nope. Oh, well, neither of us were anyways.
But if you had been, it would have been suffering for the arts, so it would have been okay. Anyway, when you heard the ambulance coming in, it would have added
pretty high up. I'd say probably 70 stories.
Whoa.
Very tall house.
Wow. So this is Jeff from OK Vancouver OK. Jeff, how many releases do you have? I've got a bunch of your CDs at home, and I haven't ever sat them all down and worked out what exactly...
Well, I have eight.
Eight full.
I have two LPs, but I have eight complete albums.
Yeah.
And then we're working. There's some songs from four new things.
Yeah. I'm always kind of making new albums.
Yeah.
It's like about a million songs, literally.
Yeah. Prolific man. Then, of course, Greenbelt Collective, of course, which is an on-again, off-again, on-again project that's still in existence in
I'm
some
not
form.
Sure.
Or, yeah.
I'm not sure actually about that.
Yeah.
But Greenbelt's been really helpful to put out the records for me. Doing compilations for bands around the city too.
Yeah, and the tapes.
So they get some exposure. Tape, cassettes as well.
Yeah.
So many, many projects of other people that are doing their solo things as well.
Yeah.
Who've been involved with that.
Yeah. Well, it's already 11:30, so.
Time flies when you have. Cookies.
That's right. Cookies from downstairs. Hey, we're here in the studio. This is Jeff from OK Vancouver OK. And what do you reckon? Are you ready for another?
You want us to do one in...
Yeah.
So we'll do one more then. Mm-hmm. So this one's called We're Born in the Same Hospital. And on this song, I wanted to put this out as a 7-inch. It's a project that Adrian, teacher, and I were going to do. One of us would write a lyric, and then the other one would make a song and sing those lyrics.
Mm.
So on this particular version that we're going to do, I actually wrote the lyrics of this, and Adrian made the music and sang it on the recording. So I guess I'm going to be...
doing a cover of a song you wrote that Adrian wrote.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's try it. You want to start the beat?
Yeah, I do want to start the beat.
Okay, cool. Mm. To be born at sea, to be born a whale, back ago, where it could be sung deep below, and heard so clear all across the world.
Awesome. So that's, we are born in the same hospital?
Well, yeah, we were both, we found out recently, born in the same hospital that no longer exists. MSA Hospital in, like, it used to be Masqui, I guess. Well, the hospital's still there, but out in Abbotsford.
Yourself and Adrian, or?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool.
So we found that was kind of funny. So
yeah,
we just made a, he gave me the line, we were born in the same hospital, and then I wrote that song.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so if you want to listen to it again, if you go to okvancouverok.bandcamp.com, it's on there, as well as the track that goes with it that Adrian wrote the lyrics to and Jeff performed.
Right.
Castle Grayskull.
From Masters of the Universe.
Yeah, and Rose Melberg sang on Castle Grayskull as well. That's a lovely Vancouver-based lady.
But you might not recognize her voice because they slowed the pitch down.
Okay.
No, I do.
And so then, did you say that is going to come out on a 7-inch or split?
Well, I wish, man, if I could just snap my fingers.
We actually, there's a couple based in Seattle that presses small run vinyl. We looked into that, but then unfortunately they moved to Georgia. So,
and they're really busy. So
yeah, they're really busy and backed up with moving. So then, yeah, we got to figure it out.
I would like to do a short run about those. The artwork, I really like Adrian's picture too.
Yeah.
We painted the...
Yeah, if you look on the Bandcamp, you can see the artwork, too.
Oh, so, cool.
Yeah.
So that's... Jeff's talking about Adrian Teacher from the Apollo Ghosts, and Jeff actually requested we play an Apollo Ghost track. So are you okay with Validation, the track on the CITR compilation?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So
I
this
like all of their songs.
This is the Apollo Ghosts. People are probably quite familiar with this band. They're one of the great Vancouver acts currently, and they put out two classic albums, the... What was it? Hastings Sunrise and Mount Benson, I think, the two albums of Apollo Ghosts.
I always request Doberman's.
Oh, yeah?
Is that one on there?
This is the CITR Pop Alliance Volume 2 compilation, and the track that Apollo Ghosts contributed is called Validation! Exclamation mark. So we'll get to that, and back to Jeff and OK Vancouver, OK?
Singers have to sing. You've got the blue book, Bob. Now take her for a spin and say, your hands set 10 and 2. The vinyl seats and windows down, the carpet's green. Take the cigarette from the pack and come on, Daddy, light that thing. Hey, the sandwich, did you make it? For the pigeons in the park, and you know all her songs are safe and not too sweet when she stops saying validate. Validation, baby. I miss when backup singers had to sing. You traded in your love for plastic and a diamond ring. Come on, who cares? That's right, I said it and you're never gonna sing again. Hey, this left hand, will you take it? Put it to your lips and smile. You know all these songs are empty. Baby.
Horse did win in the afternoon. He had no pity for an old
Validation.
name from the accused, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And we're back on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, getting towards the end of the show, and this is an all-Vancouver special. No Australian music at all today, all Vancouver tunes, because we have Jeff here from OK Vancouver OK. Jeff, we just played the Apollo Ghosts, first of all, and then Horse Did Winnie, a track by Half Chinese. And where can we see Half Chinese play?
Well, actually, on the 11th, so in 1 week, at 6 o'clock, I think Half Chinese is going to be playing for a wedding reception up on the top of Queen Elizabeth Park, so up by the water fountain in the top parking lot, right at the very top, because that's a volcano, and so we wanted to do a show up there.
Really?
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's also the tallest peak in Vancouver and right at this geographical center of the city. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting that there would be a really tall thing at the very middle.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
It's a dormant volcano.
Like, is it one that could erupt? Is it, like, the thing that everyone fears that one day...
No, it can. Yep. Definitely. Any day.
It might erupt on the 11th.
Could. So, if you want to be a part of...
history.
End times.
Blowing up on the volcano, that's the day.
Yeah. So, oh, wow. Yeah. Is that where they have the Under the Volcano Festival? Or is that different?
No, that's in Deep Cove. Yeah. Oh, but okay. That's done now.
Okay.
There's the farewell, and it rained on that day. I remember that.
Yeah, I was in the studio actually broadcasting for that. Yeah. There's so much history here in Vancouver, and I'm trying to cram it all into 1 hour. I played at the start DOA and the Evaporators and New Pornographers and little capped history of Vancouver music, and now we're listening to one of the contemporary greats here, Jeff, from OK Vancouver OK. We have 15 minutes left, and I have your other vinyl queued up here, the one you brought in today. Is there a track off the first side of that album, Houses, you'd like us to play?
Let me see. Why don't you... You could play Laying in the Park, maybe?
Yeah.
Talk with the Dogs. You could try that one.
Okay, I'll just bound across the room and find that.
The song's kind of for my mom.
I think it's the fifth.
Yeah.
Or maybe the fourth? Oh, I can't remember. It's the second to last track.
Oh, okay. Second to last. All right.
Yeah.
Let's see if this works. We're trying to find the song.
Thank you.
Wow, that was quite beautiful right at the end there. I was thinking the track was going to end. I was racing for the board and Jeff put his hand up. No. And it kept going. Another 20 or 30 seconds. That was a great listening experience to see what subtlety can exist in music, you know. Wow, thanks, Jeff. Jeff from OK Vancouver OK. We'll be right back to say goodbye after this.
What do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
So we've had an all Vancouver special here today on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, and it's time to say goodbye to Jeff and Laura. Thanks so much for coming in. It's been a while. I've been hoping for this to happen, and we've just got Jeff before the European tour. So thanks, Jeff, and
you're
thanks,
welcome.
Laura.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks for having us.
No problem. Definitely another time. And just before Marie starts, I want to play one last track for you, a local artist called Ladner. David Eby from the BCCLA, the British Columbia Civil Liberties Association, moonlights in this band, Ladner, and they have their EP released at the Anzac Club on the 8th, that's 9 p.m. So I'll squeeze in this track. It's track 4 from the Ladner EP. This is Vancouver Music. My name's been Matthew, and this has been Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show.
You wanna know? go all the way. You want my mind. You want my mind. You want my mind. You want my mind.
So that's Ladner, Vancouver band David Eby from the BCCLA. That's his band, and they're doing their CD release at the Anza Club on Friday the 8th. And on that night, you have a choice of two. You could go to either this, or you could see Synthcake play their CD release party at Toast Collective. So I'll play you this one last track, Red Raw by Synthcake, another local artist. So this has been Stranded, so thanks so much. And Marie Bernard is right up next with the fabulous Synchronicity Show.
Welcome to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks so much for being with us today. And we have a very special guest on the show, Caroline McGillivray. She is the host of CITR's very own Sexy in Van City Radio. And she is also the founder of the wonderful and amazing Beauty Night Society, which is doing so much for women on the downtown east side, raising self-esteem and lots of great stuff that we're going to talk about today. So welcome to the show, Caroline.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Thanks for being with us. I wish you were here at the station, but we've got you over the phone.
Thank you. I wish so, too.